Joining us from studios in Washington now is author and historian Webster Griffin Tarpley to discuss this further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Tarpley. Now, looking at Egypt today as the Morsi government continues to grapple with widespread protests, the crackdown that we're seeing on the protesters is not very much different from what we had seen during the uprising against Hosni Mubarak. What do you make of that?
I would say the key to the entire thing is the International Monetary Fund and the fact that the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by Saudi Arabia, and President Morsi have decided to cave in and accept the diktat of the International Monetary Fund. This actually began last November. If you want to get a timeline on the current disturbances, riots, and political crisis, it starts with Morsi attempting to impose savage, brutal austerity cuts in the subsidy system. There are subsidies of bread, basic foods, cooking oil, fuels, and things like this. He started to cut those back in late November when the price of gasoline for the average motorist doubled. And he came also with a package of IMF structural reforms, all of them crazy, excise taxes on cigarettes and many other products, an increase in the income tax, and perhaps worst of all, a tremendous increase in the sales tax to try to transform that into a value-added tax. And that is when the people began going into the streets. Now we've just had John Forbes Kerry, the blue-blooded, blasé patrician from Skull and Bones, coming into town as the International Monetary Fund's enforcer. And Kerry's mission is to tell Morsi, stop delaying on some of these IMF tax increases and austerity measures. Implement them all right now. Well, we know that's a recipe for this government to fall. If you go back to Sadat, Sadat tried to tamper with the bread subsidy, and he was almost overthrown after a series of riots. So that is really the root of the entire thing. In particular, now in the meantime, we've got this opposition led by Hamdine Sabahi. This, I think, is the third force of Egyptian politics. He's not the Muslim Brotherhood or the Salafists. He's not the army, but he's the Nasserist tradition. And the incidents that we're talking about tonight, occurring in especially in Alexandria, in Port Said, in Suez, in Ismailia, the entire zone of the Suez Canal, that is where the Nasserists are the strongest, because that is where they know, as a result of the experience with President Nasser, when you fight the imperialists, you can actually get economic development and raise the standard of living. So it seems to me that's pretty much where Egypt is right now.
Well, speaking of raising the standards of living, that was the main concern which sparked this revolution in Egypt. And that's what the Muslim Brotherhood claimed to be supporting. Where did that go in the midst of all the political chaos after the fall of Hosni Mubarak?
Well, it was a bait and switch. It's what you can hear from Rahm Emanuel when he says, never let a crisis go to waste. There was obviously a crisis of Mubarak because he was already caving in to the IMF. He had tremendously high unemployment, a lot of despair, food prices rising, energy prices rising, a lot of that due to the world economic depression. But the IMF says, now here's the chance to break up this system left over from Nasser. We have to remember, 40% of the Egyptian population live on less than $2 a day. Only the IMF could come along with something so insane as to say what that country needs is an austerity program. Remember, the Muslim Brotherhood, who are those guys? Those are rich businessmen, wealthy doctors, lawyers, editors. These are people with money, and they garb themselves, they camouflage themselves in this social solidarity in order to get into power. But once they get into power, they begin to impose the IMF diktat.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was author and historian Webster Griffin Tarpley. They're joining us from Washington. Dr. Tarpley, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.